The UK Report.
Yeah, look, I think let's go to Adam in London. I think this is a bit overdone, all this business about Prince Harry and Prince William not getting on and so on. But now, I mean, it's just Harry didn't make very many disturbing comments, I didn't think. But anyway, Prince William now says he's concerned about Prince Harry. Adam?
Yes, he has said that, exactly that, that he's worried about his younger brother after these interviews in a TV documentary. And he says that he hopes Harry and Meghan are all right. And indeed, an official in Kensington Palace had suggested that maybe Harry and Meghan are in a fragile place. This is out of a TV documentary, as you allude to, from their tour of Southern Africa. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex give some interviews. They're not particularly candid, but I suppose if you add them up, that Prince Harry says that he and William are on different paths, have differences, they're under pressure, they have good days and bad days.
But he says he's my brother and I'll always love him and so on. I mean, they overdo all this, don't they?
You're right. You could read too much into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I suppose the most telling remark, perhaps, is when Meghan is asked, is it fair to say you're not really okay? Yes, says Meghan, that she's not feeling really okay on the occasion that the question is asked.
I'm sick of reading about Meghan, to be honest with you. Now, listen, Brexit, what's going on?
Well, blah, blah, blah. That's about, well, we've got another delay, potentially, and it's sort of pretty much confirmed today that there wouldn't be a vote. But I just think the headlines are quite interesting. The headlines kind of tell us where we are. So these are all real headlines in British newspapers. Bojo versus Brexit bandits. Boris have the numbers? PM faces guerrilla war. But the one that I think probably has touched most of us is, and this is a genuine headline in the Daily Telegraph, Dear God, please make it stop.
That's right. I think people have had a gutful now. Yeah, people have had a gutful. I thought Theresa May was magnificent in the Parliament when the weekend or something, when she stood up and she said, well, if you're not going to vote for this deal, you've perpetrated a fraud against the electorate and those who voted for Brexit. She was very impressive. No notes, no nothing. All right, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.